we went out for dinner. Nick's ex-husband got very drunk, and because they hadn't actually moved into the cottage, my showroom had a flat above it, and they were staying in that particular night. So at about 12 o'clock at night, we carried him back to bed, put him into bed, and I said, right, I'm going to get a taxi and go home. Phoned a taxi. Nick and I were standing there talking, saying, you know, we can't actually do anything about this. And I said, no, I don't think I can. I don't think I can leave the kids, and you should leave your husband. So the taxi pulled up, and as it pulled up, I just said to her, you know, this is crazy. We're never going to have a relationship because we can't. But can I just kiss you? Just can I give you one kiss before I go? And as I leant forward and kissed her, her ex-husband came down the stairs.
Not kidding. No kidding.
Obviously went ballistic. I went back downstairs to the showroom.
And that was the first time you'd kissed?
First time
absolutely.
We kissed.
Absolutely.
And
hand
your ex-husband came down and caught you at it?
Yeah.
Someone who was actually so drunk, he was comatose 15 minutes before. So we believe, and actually we've never discussed it with him, but I don't know, maybe he just had a sixth sense that something was going on.
Did he punch you?
No, he tried to stab me, actually.
He tried to stab you?
My kitchen showroom was in a little tiny square in a place in Cornwall. There's a butcher shop opposite, and I saw the guy that ran the butcher shop a couple of days later, and he went, what was going on the other night? Oh, he came after me with a carving knife, yeah. I stood there, but he calmed down.
You stood there as he chased you with a carving knife?
Yeah, well, I just stopped him, and, you know, Nick's mum was there as well, and she's hanging onto his arm saying, you can't.
What's your mum doing there?
She was babysitting.
She was babysitting for my daughter because she was also there. It was horrendous. It was horrendous.
So you're stood there in the middle of the street in Cornwall. You have just kissed Nicky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nicky's husband is trying to stab you with a carving knife.
Yeah.
Nicky's mum is there having been babysitting.
In her nightdress in the middle of the square, holding on to the other
arm.
It's
quite funny, really, isn't it?
Sounds like from EastEnders.
We could write our own soap, I think.
Yes, you'd say that again. I mean, poor chap.
Yeah,
he must have been devastated.
Yes. Absolutely, and that's probably why we feel we need to get on. You know,
he calmed down. About half an hour later, he came down and he went, I've spoken to... And he calmed down and he said, I've spoken to Nicky. She says, it's all a mistake. She just wants to go home. We're going to sell the cottage. You'll never see her again. And I went, okay, that's fine. But she needs to tell me that. He went back upstairs. So I stood outside and they're up in the kitchen window having a conversation. And he's
saying... The window was open. He could hear.
And he's saying, I've spoken to Andy. It's all a mistake. He wants to go home to his wife. He never wants to see you again. So I knew that he told her that. So he let us talk to each other, and Nick came down. She said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to tell my wife that I'm leaving her because I want to be with you.